Hey everyone, Brian from All Day Rockoff here, and in today's podcast episode, I'm joined by Bomber from Goruck. We talk about the Ton Tavern Tough 2019 event that he had a big part in putting together, as well as participating in. We go through what happened there, and then we talk about some of the future events that Goruck is putting on, and Bomber shares some of his favorite stories. I always love having Bomber on. He's a ton of fun, and I hope you enjoy this episode and learn a little bit more about either the Ton Tavern Tough event, because the 2020 event is already on the calendar, or get excited for some of the other upcoming future events, because there's some pretty cool ones out there. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're able to score some deals over Goruck's Black Friday sale or their Cyber Monday sale, which was events again. And you're listening to the All Day Rockoff podcast, episode number 130. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. Thank you so much for all of the support. Truly, truly appreciate it. And here is the interview with Bomber. Today, I'm talking with Bomber Bash. Really, really excited to have him back on the podcast. We're going to be talking the Ton Tavern 2019 event that he has been pushing for a long time and took part in recently, as well as possibly getting into the Ton Tavern 2020 event, which is already out there on the calendar, ready to be signed up for. Bomber, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic, man. How have you been doing?
I'm great. Weather out here is a little cold, but it's not raining, so I can't really complain for Seattle. How you doing down there?
I mean, it's been a little bit chilly for Florida weather, but today it's like blue skies, absolutely beautiful. Biked into work today, had to mail a few things. I biked over to the post office and back home, and it's just a slight breeze, and it's really, really nice.
You know, if the weather was good enough to bike in, that sounds pretty perfect.
That's right. That's right.
So Ton Tavern 2019, I mean, that event has been one that you've been pushing for a while now.
That's right, man. And I know that's a super busy weekend for Goruck with a Veterans Day event. And I just have, you know, every time they were talking about new events, I was pushing for, we need a Marine Corps based event. We need to do one of those. And my vision was doing it in Philadelphia, the birthplace of the Marine Corps. And this year was our 244th birthday. It was a little bit different. Next year, it won't match the birthday dates, but this year, the Saturday was the 9th, and then Sunday was the 10th, which is the official birthday. So we started out at the Rocky Steps November 9th on a Saturday night, which most Goruck events start on the Friday night and indexed on the 10th. And, man, I'm just stoked. The patch, everything came together perfectly. And I remember the day when, you know, Jason, where they were talking about, you know, adding some new events and everything. And every time I'd go Ton Tavern, he's like, hey, let's put it on the calendar. And I was stood there for a second with my mouth open going, hell yeah. So I'm super stoked and honored to be able to participate in that event and that we finally had it.
That's great to hear. And I mean, I know you brought Ton Tavern up on previous podcast episodes that you've been on. So I know that you've been pushing for the event for a while, and it was great to see it all come together.
Well, it's like, you know, man, I love, like, enjoy all the Goruck events that we do. Like this last weekend, I did this 12-mile star course with just a great group of people here, and have enjoyed all kinds of, like, the reunions are great. Snowdrop was great. You know, I'm doing the star course in Louisiana and New Orleans next March. I'm super stoked about that. But the ones that I'm real passionate about, you'll hear about the most. And I know people are probably tired, like when Snowdrop was coming around, I was like, Snowdrop, come do this. But I've, you know, Ton Tavern has been mentioned every time because it's been an event that I'm very passionate about. And I'm stoked that we had, you know, all Marine Corps cadre, recon and MARSOC guys. And it was just, I was super excited. And honestly, so far, this has been my favorite event that I have done. And it was just an honor to do it in Philadelphia, the birthplace of the Marine Corps, and indexing on the birthday, and then doing it with so many people that I care about. And there were five or six people that it was their first event, and then people from different branches. There's probably about 20, 25 Marines that participated in it, and tons of civilians that just wanted to come down there and be a part of it. It was really awesome. It was, you know, and it was great being able to participate and actually underwhelm everyone in person with my, abilities at doing a Go Ruck Tough event.
That's amazing. And I remember that there was, I think triple digit signups. So I'm guessing that there was a pretty decent turnout.
Yeah, we started with 110 and indexed with 105. And man, on this one, I knew we were going to lose some. The temperature was between 24 and 34 degrees. There was a slight wind, so the wind chill was up there. And then it was, a little bit cloudy. And it was just, from a guy that spent most of his life in, Louisiana, Texas, Florida, and Southern California, this is like, I am not a fan of the cold, not used to it. And it was absolutely brutal. But it was worth every minute of it.
Yeah. With events that are this long, 12 hours plus or minus a little bit, the cold really factors in, especially if you're not dressed right. This isn't a 10 minute walk outside or go and get the mail. If you're not dressed properly for this weather, you're going to be feeling it for a long time.
Well, man, I had to talk to the folks that have done cold weather events up here. I, spoke with Kit, who's from the Philadelphia area, and has done a lot of cold weather events up there. Nick, who's done some, and actually borrowed some of the Go Ruck gear that I didn't have because I just don't need it down here. I wore the heavyweight pants, and I started with a base layer. It was Patagonia stuff that was quick dry. Some high-tech stuff, and it worked really well, and I was stoked because it dried out really quick and it kept me warm. The heavyweight pants, and then I wore the rucking hoodie, and then one of the zip-up shells, and then one of the Go Ruck beanies. And man, actually during the welcome party, I had to take the shell off several times. And I'd say a good bit of the event I had the shell off because they kept us moving enough that it kept us kept us pretty warm.
Some good gear you had there. I'm glad that they gave you good advice because I could totally see Kit and maybe a couple other people telling you that it's no problem. Just wear some shorts, man.
Man, I think I have, some of the challenge pants and I love them and they're great, but I didn't really realize the difference between the weight of them and of the heavyweight pants. And I think that really helped with it almost works like a shell as far as stopping the wind while it was blowing. And we did, it was 13 hours, around 17 miles, and they split us up into two groups. And actually, my group was the one that we ended up getting in the water. So it was, I was like jackhammering shaking for a good while after that. And they had me, do some PT to help get my body temperature up. But that gear did me right. I was stoked that I took that with me and wore it. And then I used the larger rucker because I'm used to the GR one, the 25 liter. And then I had the waist strap and then the sternum strap on it as well, which helped some when we were carrying the logs and the AKA crayons, sandbags and all that goodness.
Some giant crayons.
Those were freaking awesome. That green, green's my favorite color, a crayon, I always joke. And that green one, all of these, they were made with really wet wood. This was it was really heavy wood. Even the red and yellow one that were smaller diameter were heavy. But that green one was absolutely brutal. And he did a fantastic job of painting those up and putting Go Ruck on them. And he had left them at Tun Tavern while he went to go get his truck at the index to come back and get them. And there were tons of Marines there, and they were using them for photo ops. They were picking them up and taking pictures of them. So that was pretty cool.
That's rad. And so you mentioned that you left them at Tun Tavern. For those who are listening and don't know what Tun Tavern is, do you want to briefly explain that?
Yes. Tun Tavern was a bar in Philadelphia, and that is where the Marine Corps was founded. So what I like to, what the lore is that, they got a bunch of Marines and got them drunk and got them to sign up. And then the Marine Corps was born in a bar. So this is it's been long gone, and they have a sign up and a little memorial there at the location. And to Marines, that's hallowed ground. There were so many Marines there, and just to index there was absolutely awesome. So that's where we come up with the name, that it's the Tun Tavern Tough. That's where the Marine Corps was founded, and it was just fantastic to be there and index there on the actual birthday.
That's really cool. Do you think there's any coincidence that a lot of people sign up for GARC events at a bar after a couple drinks?
I think that there is, yes. It's easier to talk people into it. There was one of the rut clubs that they go out once a month and have some beers and bourbon and stuff and hang out. It's like a non-rucking event where they just kind of visit. And they said they've recruited more people there into events than they have out rucking and everything. And I kind of think that's the alcohol that has, that's pushed them to do that.
I can see it. I can see it. So you had a huge turnout for this event. I mean, we got into the clothes you wore. You know, I love the heavier pants for the winter months. And then I wear the lighter pants in the summer months. It's perfect. And it sounds like you guys did get in the water. So I'm curious, because I haven't taken my either midweight or heavyweight, whatever it's called now, the heavier GARC pants in the water. How quick do those things dry for you?
Let me back up. I'm going to kind of tell you who the cadre wore there real quick and explain how we were split up. We had, Cleve and Dustin, who I've both known a while and absolutely loved those guys. And I had not met cadre Andy, who's an OG cadre. And I'd not meet, and the same with our cadre Maddie. And so meeting both of them and meeting Andy was absolutely awesome. And the same thing with Maddie. So met those guys, and we ended up splitting up because it was such a large group. And the group that I was in was Cleve and Maddie. So they took us out, got us along the river where we're just carrying all these sandbags, the crayon logs, all this other team weight. And we get down there, and of course, it's a Marine Corps event. And they're like, hey, we're going to get you guys wet. So they put us, there was a area along the river where they have, where they do rowing. So they had a floating dock. So they put the 54 of us on this floating dock and have us get our butts to the edge. And we're doing 244 flutter kicks in the water, 244 four counts. So there were so many of us on there, the dock actually sunk. So like your back, your butt, your legs are all in this chilly water. So we knocked those out. We had a couple of starts because we weren't doing it together. And it was just miserable and cold and that ice water on your back. So we were fully clothed in, but with our rucks off. So as we get out, our team leader, who I will not name, said, hey, I'd much rather have gotten in the water. Just got submerged. And Cleve was like, who said that? So he's like, I did. And he got us all down the road. There was a boat dock down there, and we got to the boat dock. I'll go ahead and say it was Kenneth Crosby, who's a Marine. So he's the one that kind of blue falconed us during that event. So we get us all lined up, and he's like, hey, you can strip down, because by then the temperature at the event was between, 24, 34 degrees. And at that time, I'm sure it was like, mid to high 20s. So we stripped down. I took off my base layers and I got down to some Nike compression underwear. And most everyone else did the same thing. Either went to underwear and the same thing with the girls. And we walked down to the boat dock, and you had to totally submerge, pop up and come back. And then got up there, used my hand to slick the water off, and then put our clothes back on. And then we penguin huddled a good bit to kind of warm up, and then, man, right back to it. But for probably another hour after that, I had some problems with shaking and just being miserably cold. So every time we would, stop any place, for a couple of seconds or whatever, I'd start doing jumping jacks to stay warm, and eventually kind of got out of being that cold. But it was brutal. I don't think I've ever been in water that cold before. And so fortunate for us, we didn't. But so I got back in, and the back of all my gear was wet, and all of it dried up pretty quickly. So by the time it hit, I don't know, about 5 in the morning or so, everything was pretty dry by then.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was going to ask, if you ended up in the water because of the team you're on or because you were on that team. And so you answered how you got there.
There was a few things I think that were because of me, but not that time. So the other team did not get in the water. The area that they went to there, and you know, man, how the cadre are, like, they love to thrash you and put you in, you know, some really bad shit. But it was my understanding that they didn't have a place safe enough for them to get in the water safely and get out. So they just carried a bunch of really heavy shit for a long time. So they had some logs and the same thing, sandbags and some other team weights. So, I mean, look, I think it sucks that we got in the water, but whichever team you were on, regardless if you got in the water or not, it really sucked. So it did, but I blame Kenneth Crosby. That's what we got. That's what we got wet.
That's too funny. And it's true. I mean, if it's not water, it's something else. There's always something else.
Oh, for sure. And man, it was like, of what I liked too, after we got out of the water, like both Cleve and Maddie, like, we're both checking it. Like, they were going through the ranks and we stopped. Like, at one, it was probably 20, 30 minutes after that, they had everyone there, like, hey, check your feet. Make sure they wanted to check everyone's feet to make sure no one had, you know, frostbite. You know, Eli gave us like a 5-minute break to do that. They thrashed us a bit after that because we took a little bit longer getting back under our sandbags. But again, it just kind of drove home with the cadre about how much they care and how much they're watching after you. Because, I mean, man, they put a hurting on us, but they also ensured that everyone was warm and doing well and that, you know, checked on everybody's welfare after that. But man, that water, Lee was joking with me yesterday that yesterday I think was the first day that I hadn't talked about how cold it was. I just couldn't stop talking about it.
And the cadre do a really good job of that. I mean, you can't really see it sometimes. They do a good job hiding it too, but I mean, they're always checking on the participants and they do care.
Oh, for sure. Most certainly. The welcome party was around 3 hours long. And how I knew that, there's a building in Philly you can see from the rocky steps that has the time on it. So that's how I knew how long that was. Then we were split up and met back together. And it was, I think, almost about 0600 because it was just breaking daylight. And then I finally saw that it was like 5:59 or something like that. And then we met up with the other group and then merged together and then did the maybe around 3 miles to get to Tun Tavern where we're at. So we started at the Rocky Steps about 3 miles away indexed at Tun Tavern. So there was a couple of hours we were split, but we also shared, you know, the beginning of the welcome party as a whole group, and each one of the cadre took turns and then did it all at once as we were rotating through, you know, getting thrashed there. And then at the index, we were all together, and that was pretty amazing.
I was going to ask when you guys came back together. So thanks for preemptively answering that.
Heck yeah.
It's that's so many people to have moving. I mean, even if you're, you know, going in pairs, that's still over 50 pairs of people. And
for sure.
I'm always impressed when it's like that, because I mean, everything just becomes infinitely harder. Cross lights, you know, street lights aren't meant for 50 people. It's especially carrying stuff. It's always interesting.
Yeah. And then they had, you know, had a couple of people that they killed off that become casualties. So carrying them. So we actually, they kind of, you know, usually you want everyone to cross at the same time as a group, but just with that large a group, you couldn't do it. So we kind of split up into an Alpha Bravo group where there were some in front and some in back. And then we would have that group cross and then we would cross and wait block. So we kept together block to block. So one would cross, then wait for the next, the next light to go, then the other one cross. So we stayed together, but we were in two different teams. And then people were swapping back and forth, just helping with carrying the logs and the casualties and everything. So it was really cool how we did that.
Yeah, that could be nice too, because you might have shown up with a big group and your group might have gotten a little split, and then you can reconnect with your rec crew.
For sure.
So you mentioned that this was one of, if not the favorite events for you, and you've been doing events for quite a while.
Yes, sir. This, man, like, the reunions are always fun to me. Snowdrop was fun because it, you know, we're you know, raise money for the Snowdrop Foundation for Kids with Cancer and the Scholarship Fund. It also honors, you know, Cadre Rooney or Josh that we lost to cancer, pancreatic cancer. And it was a great, like a really great, it was like a mini reunion. And it was like sad and happy all wrapped into one. And it was great to, you know, honor him and do something good for that foundation. Like, those are the ones that I really like. And the, you know, I mean, I've had fun at every event I've done, but this one just meant a lot to me because it was the first, you know, standalone Marine event. And it, you know, just by chance indexed on the, you know, on the birthday. And that's pretty cool. I like that a lot. So, and then doing it with like, man, like, you know, so many of my friends were there. You know, B. Yang, Andrew Handley, Ann Manchesky, who's another Louisianimal. I got to index with Jim Herrings, who's a OG GRT. And he, like me, was in weapons company. I was a dragon gunner and he was a mortarman. And we got to finish together, and Cadre Andy gave us our, you know, patches first. And it was very, I'm not going to lie, man, I was wet-eyed a good bit. We sang the, well, the index of it worked out really well. Andy did a Marine Corps birthday ceremony. And what you do in that ceremony is there's a cake cutting. And the oldest Marine has the first piece of cake, and he takes a bite. Then he passes it to the youngest Marine there. And I think he had 63 or 64 years old and a 27-year-old. And then he passes to the youngest Marine. He takes some, and it's like the, you know, the passing of the old guard to the new guard. So the old Marine Corps is giving their traditions and, you know, giving it to these new Marines who are going to take and carry on, and then they'll eventually do the same thing. So he did a fantastic job of that, and then pulling a guy that was a Marine that was standing there that's like, what's going on? And he gets pulled into this cake-cutting Marine Corps birthday ceremony. It was absolutely, absolutely awesome. And just did a fantastic job with that. So, I mean, all around, there were just so many good things. And I didn't really get into it, but my weekend started with flying up to Newark. Cleve picked me up and then went to the Marine Corps Ball in New York, which was absolutely amazing. It was with the United Veterans War Council, and it was absolutely amazing. Had a good time. Jason Emily was there, Ricky and his wife. You know, had a really good time, drank a little bit too much, got up the next morning, went back to Cleve's house in Jersey. Then we went down, did the Tun Tavern Tough, rested up after that. And then Monday morning, we were up in New York for the Veterans Day Parade. And I got to sit about 15 rows from listening to President Trump speak about Veterans Day. It was the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day. And this year on the 100th, they honored the Marines. So there were tons of Marines there. And we did 3 or 4 miles in the parade and had a great time. Afterwards, had a little bit, you know, too much to drink. And then I got home Tuesday at about 2:37 in the morning. And it was just, it was a very long weekend, but I would do it over again. It was absolutely amazing.
That sounds like quite the busy weekend.
It was super busy.
So how are you recovering from all that?
Man, very well. I'll tell you, I was not feeling going to the Veterans Day parade. I was like, man, because we were joking about like, hey, I'm going to get like a, you know, bicycle or cart or something, because I was just so thrashed from the tough, the Tun Tavern Tough. But man, it really, like, getting up there and hearing such cool speeches. Cadre Cleve, they honored a Vietnam veteran that was Force Recon, and Cadre Cleve presented him with a Commandant of the Marine Corps, a paddle. And then we went and did the, you know, did the ruck. That moving around that next day, those couple of miles that we went, really, really helped with my recovery. And then the next week went with a ruck club Friday morning. And then this last Saturday, I did the 12-miler star course with a great group. And then last night we did 5 miles with a ruck club. So I think all that movement and extra miles has really helped me not be so sore. Got a little soreness in my knee, you know, still from my surgery, but I'm feeling good. I wasn't beat up as normal. And I think that's because normally after that event, after one of those events, I just kind of like, I don't want to do anything. But it was great to have all that movement and to keep going after it.
Yeah, because usually after events, you don't have anything going on. So it's easy to sit around and kind of get stiff. But I mean, when you've got that much exciting stuff happening, you don't want to sit around. You don't want to miss it.
For sure.
So, I mean, it seemed like the event was really well received. And as I kind of mentioned at the beginning of this, there's already the 10 Tavern 2020 event on the calendar.
Yes, indeed. And that one will be November 6th. It'll start on a Friday night, again, at 2100 at 9. The actual birthday is on a Wednesday, I believe. So it'll be the weekend before, and but still it's going to be awesome. And same start place. They're going to start it up on the Rocky Steps. So there was a lot of people this year that said, like, you know, they had other obligations. They couldn't make it due to family stuff and everything. So this gives them a good year to plan. And, you know, those that want to come back and do it, this will be a great opportunity to actually participate and do that event.
Do you think you'll be traveling up for that one too?
I'm hoping to go up there. And I'm still on the edge of participating again or shadowing it. Because, man, I am just that cold water. Let me get in the summertime and sign up for it, because then I'm not that worried about the cold.
There we go. Everything's easier to register for in the summertime.
I might be registering, finding a bar. You know how that, like, you know, have a few pints of some Marines and go, hey, let's do this. And then the next day realize, what the hell did I sign up for?
I think the few pints at a bar, let's do this, is the Marine Corps Heavy.
Exactly. Hey, man, that one right there is going to be a rough. We're going to be in San Diego. And, man, Cleve has done a great job with that event. I've got it on my list for travel next year. Like, and we'll be at Baton. I'm doing the full marathon. Then the very next weekend, going to New Orleans to do the 26.2. And got a couple other things on the list that I want to travel to and do. And that one is definitely one that I'd like to go and shadow. I have zero interest in doing it. But
zero interest now. Maybe three, four beers in. We'll see.
No, I've never done a heavy for Go Ruck. And what people do when they try to, you're like, you know, people go, oh, man, you need to do the heavy. You need to do an HTL. I was like, hey, I did that Marine Corps. I have no interest in doing any more heavies and stuff like that, but I will be more than glad to get there and, you know, help support them and do some live feeds and, you know, ruck off and then ruck after. So it'll be fantastic. And that one will be in, let me see, May 15th of 2020, and it starts at 1800, and that's in San Diego. And, man, San Diego's like I love San Diego. That's actually where I went to boot camp at. So they call us Hollywood Marines. And in that time of year, it's going to be extremely nice weather there. So I am sure there's going to be a ton of getting in the water and all and stuff. And I mean, it's like with this one, I don't ask too much about some of the events, what they're planning. I just like to get there and see, hey, what have y'all got going on?
That's the way to do it.
That's right.
And I do want to touch on some 2020 events in a little bit, because there's a lot coming. I mean, there's the 10-year reunion events, right? There's the cadre reunion, GRT reunion. There's a lot of big stuff coming our way. But I'm curious, you had told me a story about hanging out with Tim Galloway at the beginning before we started recording. Are there any, you know, do you want to tell that story? Are there any other stories that we want to get into at the Ton Tavern event?
Yeah, I got a couple of, man, hanging out with Cleve, like maybe had a little bit, well, okay, I had a lot too much to drink at the Marine Corps birthday. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I'm going in there going like, hey man, have a beer or two. It's the birthday, eat a piece of cake. It's going to be, you know, great. And then next thing I know, you know, like we're, you know, in pretty deep. So the next day I'm like slamming water, had a couple of beers with Cleve, but I went in feeling pretty good. So I never met, I mean, there were tons of GRTs there that I hadn't met before. And I had joked around on the event page saying like, hey, y'all decided to shadow. They want me to do live feeds. Not going to do just kind of messing with them. So I got there. I was so cold. I had the hoodie pulled over, had gloves on and was just bundled up. And I was like going, my God, how am I going to survive this? It's so freaking cold here. So there were people there that didn't realize I was there until they called my name for roll call. And then people were like, oh, we thought you were shadowing. And then I was like, damn it, I should have shadowed. But did that. And then that was the first time. I've known him for a couple of years, you know, through Go Ruck and everything. So met him, and I was joking with him. I'm like, hey, man, crop the pictures, make me look good, make me look cool, make it look like I'm actually doing some work and stuff like that. Got some great photos of me. And, man, it was, we had stopped. It was right about the time that they had checked everyone's feet to make sure there was no frostbite or anything like that, checking people's hands and just out like, hey, if you got socks, change them, because we're about to start moving, about to start hustling. So we did that, and I was at the end, and Cleve was actually talking to me and was like, hey, man, how are you okay? You're still shaking a good bit. I'm like, yeah, man, I feel good. I'll be fine. I just, like, I was shaking a good bit, but I didn't feel like all my extremities were fine. And I was just like, man, I'm not used to this cold. And just out of the blue, Tim hands me a piece of bacon that he pulled out of his ruck. And he goes, hey, it's the last piece. And man, that is by far the best piece of bacon I have ever had. And that motivated the shit out of me for at least 3 or 4 minutes till, you know, got back in the mix. But I really appreciate, you know, him taking those photos, and then the marketing team and Nick getting him up there to actually cover this event was absolutely awesome. But I'll have that memory of the bacon. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, those little pick-me-ups during events are, I mean, some of the best.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I am pretty observant of him to slide up there and hand that over.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And it was great, man. I love Dustin a lot, but he messes with me, and he, you know, messed with me a couple of times during the event and everything, which is funny. And same thing with Cleve and them. And then, man, just meeting Maddie and Andy was fantastic. It was really cool. And then just having so many, you know, GRTs there that I know, like George, Carmella, you know, her brother, I mean, the list goes on of, like, you know, both old and new GRTs that come to do that event. And that was the thing that was most impressive to me, was like the how the cadre put this together and what they did and how they honored the birthday, as all four of them are Marines. And then how many GRTs come and showed up and had such a great time there. It was absolutely amazing.
That's one of the things that's really nice about some of these special events that only occur in one location, because it can really draw people out of the woodworks, you know, people who have, in quotes, retired from Go Ruck or aren't doing events anymore. It can be the thing that pulls them back for one event. So you get another, you know, another chance to hang out with them under a log.
Oh, that's right. And it was really, we didn't have a lot of people to swap under, you know, to get under all the sandbags. None of the sandbags weighed under 100 pounds. And, you know, some of them weighed so much that you needed two people under them. So you would, like, kind of, you know, get side by side, throw those on there, and the same with the logs. But everyone did such a fantastic job of switching out and rotating that I was really surprised at the pace that we kept with carrying that much weight. And Cleve said that he's never done a tough with that many sandbags before. And that was, it was, man, it was brutal. The carrying, that was great. And then, man, so many strong female GRTs there that were just like, I mean, they were doing work. It was fantastic watching. And a lot of them are friends of mine. Like, you know, I mentioned Ann from Louisiana, and I call her Staff Sergeant Alyssa. She's a local Marine, you know, from here. Doing it with them and them, you know, just killing it. Everybody did solid work, and it was a really good event.
Those are the best, when you leave the event and you know everyone put it all out there, and I mean, you guys crushed it, and that's perfect because the weather.
I mean, we were Joe, like Monday in New York, it was like in the, you know, low 60s. It was absolutely beautiful, and I was like, damn it. But this kind of weather and getting in that cold water makes for a much better story than me going like, yeah, it was 60 in Philly, which, you know, this was cool and is good memories. And I'm super stoked that we did. At the time I wasn't, but I'm glad that we, you know, got in the water, had crayons for logs. Everything that happened was absolutely awesome.
It sounds like it. And I'm convinced that it's the discomfort and that, you know, that extra something with those events that really cements the memories in there, because it's generally the more uncomfortable events are the ones that I look back on when I'm thinking about the events I've done.
Oh, yeah.
And whose idea was that to have crayons for logs?
Man, I think his name is, I cannot remember his name, but he made those and did a fantastic job with them. He had posted on the Tough page while he was making them, and in the event page, and I was just like, holy crap, man, these are freaking awesome.
Did seeing them make you hungry?
They did. Look, I'll tell you, people were joking about, like, you know, hey man, were there any teeth marks on them? Did anyone try to eat them or whatever? And it was pretty funny. It was like, they were some of the coolest, that's some of the coolest teammates I've ever seen. And it was, you know, perfect for a Go Ruck event.
Yeah.
Excuse me, for a Marine Corps Go Ruck event. Those were absolutely awesome. I'm stoked that my team, you know, ended up with those. That was really cool.
I'm just so glad that the event came together. I mean, it seems like perfectly, because like I said, we had talked in the past on numerous occasions, and I knew that you were excited about this. And it's just always great when it's something that you're excited about turns out this well.
For sure. Okay. Joe Wade, that's who made them.
There it is. So credit where credit is due.
Joe Wade. Yes. For making some awesome ones.
Perfect.
I know. I can't think of any way that this event could have been any better. It was just absolutely, absolutely perfect.
I love it. I'm so, so glad to hear it. And I mean, obviously, it must have done well because it's back on the calendar for 2020.
I know. I'm stoked about that. That part of it, having it, like, you know, Mocha and Ricky making the decision to, like, hey man, we're going to do this again, and, you know, let's make it an annual thing. Like, that was a huge compliment to me, to the GRTs that came and participated, and to, you know, Andy Cleve, Dustin, and Maddie, in the way that they ran the event. And then just seeing the AARs and how many people have posted about it, it, you know, was absolutely, it was just an honor for everyone to be there. It was great. Like, I'm still, like, I'm catching a high from the event. And like last night when we did our 5 miles, I had the Tun Tavern patch on my rucker. I was like, hey, check this out. It was really, really awesome.
And so are you still using that 25 liter rucker from the event, or have you switched back?
No, same, still using the 25 liter rucker. I used it last night. I didn't use it at the star course because it was delayed and coming. I brought a ton of sandbags up there for the event from HQ, which was stupid of me to do that. I should have said, oh, I forgot those.
You're taking part in the event, Bomber. Those should have gotten lost on the plane.
Well, man, here's the deal, okay? Cadre Cleve is like, I love that dude. He's like family to me. And when he calls and asks, because we were joking up here about me going like, oh, I can't find him. He's like, hey, man, bring as many, you know, 80 and 120-pound sandbags as you can. And dude, when he asked for a solid, and I'm like, man, I can't do that. And also, I can't be a shitbird on the birthday of my Marine Corps. So, hey, I took one of the large kit bags and just stuffed as many as I could in there. So, our Cleve shipped them back for me, and my rucker was actually in there with them. So, the Star Course, I did it with my OG, GR1, but I'm back to using the rucker for all my rucking and events.
Very nice. Haven't switched over to the speed rucker yet for the Star Course?
Man, let me tell you, that thing is pretty freaking cool. They had a few like sample ones that they sold at the Star Course over the weekend, and then a couple of people had them. That thing's pretty amazing. It's super lightweight and is just built for straight up rucking. I wouldn't do a tough or a light. Maybe a light in it, but man, for Star Course, with the weight that it is, that thing is absolutely, it's perfect. It's pretty amazing. I just, right now I have so many rucks that I've, you know, I even had too many. Well, you can't have too many, but I had a huge collection even before I worked for Go Ruck. And, it's pretty cool. I really love the black with the black reflective stripe. Is a really good looking. It's a great looking ruck.
One of those is on the way to me right now, so I'm excited about that.
Oh yeah, one of my buddies purchased one and he sent me a picture and he's like, because he's going to do the star course with me in New Orleans, the party course, and he was like, "Damn, dude," he goes, "this thing is sexy." So, and I mean, you'll see the pictures do not do it justice. Did you get the silver one or the black and black or silver and
black? Black and black.
Black and black. Yeah, dude. When you see it, you're just, man, like the photos don't. I mean, Nick does a fantastic job with our product photos and everything, but that thing is sick looking.
I don't know what it is, but some of the packs, you just can't capture it in a photo. It's just impossible.
That's right. Yeah, and he does, man, some of those, like the grays and stuff like that, you know, they look so different in different light and all. And but this one, man, yeah, when you see it, you're going to go, "Oh, shit, this is nice."
I'll be honest, I went with the black on black just in case I register for the Rucking World Championship, since that comes with the black on silver. So I figure, just in case that ends up being on the radar, then have two of the same ones.
That's right.
And so, I mean, 2020 is going to be big. 10 Taverns on there again. What's it, Rucking World Championship?
Yes, the Rucking World Championship. I heard them chatting about that. Man, and I hate it. I've been super busy with the ruck clubs here and then doing these events or whatever. I haven't kept up with so many of the, my knowledge on some of the events is a little bit down. So I've been looking, you know, I need to sit down with Bianca and Ricky V and Moke and talk about, you know, some of those events, because that one looks super cool.
Yeah, that one, Cadre Reunion, GRT Reunion. I mean, of course, Brig Heavy's coming back, but then there's the Marine Corps Heavy as well.
Oh, yeah. And what I love about the Cadre Reunion, that thing's going to suck. So I'm like, if you want to get thrashed and, you know, say, "Hey, I completed a really tough, go do that one." And I love that they're saying, "Hey, bring bricks. 4 bricks if you're under 150 pounds, 6 bricks if you're over," and making it old school with like the 0-100 start time. That's going to be a thrashing event. It's going to be really super cool.
Yeah, it is. On top of it, there's the 10-year reunion events that Jason's going to be running. I mean, there's so much in 2020 for people who are interested in this type of events.
A ton of coolness, yes.
So you've got a lot on your calendar for 2020. I mean, the Star Course events, soon to be Marine Corps Heavy after a couple beers. Is there anything else you're looking forward to?
There isn't that much beer for me to sign up for the Heavy. Yeah, I mean, hopefully, if there's enough signups in December, I might go to the Tokyo Light and Star Course, but I'm not sure. It's just there. It's a little low on signups, so I'm probably not, but I would love to. In March, there's the Baton 26.2 in Las Cruces, New Mexico at White Sands on the 15th. And then the 21st in New Orleans, I'll be doing the 26.2. And then, you know, we've got the reunion coming up, the Ton Tavern, the, you know, kind of a repeat of everything else. And then the Marine Corps Heavy in May. So I'm going to kind of, you know, see what they're going to send me to. And then, you know, we always mix in some other stuff like the Savage Race and a few other things. And then, you know, like locally in January, of the Jogging for Frogmen up on Fernandina Beach on Amelia Island. And I go up there and bring the Go Ruck tent and ruck that. So there's a lot of local events too, but I'll have it more dialed in next time we talk on the events that I'll be, tentatively traveling to in 2020.
That'd be awesome if you could get out there. I had the Hikiaki Ruckers on a previous podcast episode, and I know they get the first official 15-10-5 Star Course, right?
For sure, they do. And that's coming up, December 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And a custom light that weekend, that same weekend. So it'll be a busy weekend there. And I think Cadre Brett Vernon is doing those events. So they'll have a seal over there taking good care of them.
Lucky them.
Heck yeah. Man. Brett brings the fun. And by fun, I mean suck when they say that.
Man, is there anything else that you want to talk about since I've got you here?
Man, I think that is about it. I'm just like, I want to push the Ruck Club. If anyone wants to become a Ruck Club, go to our site down at the bottom. There's a link. We're always looking to grow our Ruck Clubs. And that is, you know, that's my favorite part of Go Ruck is the communities like that of people that are getting together. And that's what I enjoy spending time with. Last night, we had over 40 people come to do the our Ruck Club Ruck. Every Wednesday night, we ruck. And every Friday morning, we do a donut ruck where we buy the donuts and they buy their coffee. And we've had fun with those. And I love, like, when I've traveled and did the Savage Race, we did the rucking division on a Saturday. And then Sunday, I hooked up with a Dallas-Fort Worth rucking crew with Doug and Beth and all those good folks. And we rucked canned goods to donate to a local shelter and had a couple of pints and stuff like that. But it's the community stuff and hanging out with the GRTs that I value and love the most. I love hanging out with folks and meeting new people and seeing old friends, and just especially, man, like when you're, you know, doing community where you're all hanging out and rucking, talking, having some beers, doing something good, that to me is the best part of Go Ruck.
I love it. And just to give the Ruck Clubs a little bigger push, if there's someone listening and they've got, you know, they're getting out there rucking, they've got a couple friends, like four friends that they're going out there with, and they think that, you know, this is just a small group, this probably isn't big enough to be a ruck club, what are the requirements to be a ruck club?
There are no ruck clubs that are too small. We've got some, like there's one in Canada that's three or four guys that out ruck in the snow and do all kind of stuff I would never ever do, and shout out to them for doing that. Then we've got huge ones like, you know, Houston, you know, the Cleveland one, Highlands Hopeless, tons at Datoma brings out a lot of people. Bar, the Big Apple area rucking crew, there's so many out there that are both large and small. And what you can do, you can either hit me up directly and I'll point you in the right direction. Lee and I actually will be splitting up the ruck clubs, and Kit is going to move over to where he's doing mostly bulk sales and doing sales with our partners. So I'll, you know, if it's going to be in Lee's territory or mine, we haven't really split that up yet, but just hit me up at bomber@goruck.com and we'll get you the information. And there's also links on the goruck.com page of what is a ruck club, how to start a ruck club. And it has the form there you can fill out and we'll get back to you. We have a ruck club field manual, and we also have some media that's great for the clubs to use. It's called Come Ruck With Us. It's a little one sheeter that, you know, you can put a time and date and invite people to come and ruck with you. So we also have call outs specific to the ruck clubs where the ruck clubs only are eligible for patches. Last month we did a pumpkin ruck where you had to ruck with a pumpkin. Last night we did ours where you had to ruck at night, and it was called the Zero Dark 30 ruck. So everyone that came and participated, if you ruck at night, you get one of these patches and the minimum's 5 miles. So we do these call outs that are specific to the ruck clubs that are really awesome and gives them an opportunity to grow their clubs. But, man, I want to see clubs everywhere. We've really grown in Europe and Asia. We've got clubs in New Zealand, Australia. Right now, this morning, I just talked to someone who is starting one in Italy. And it's a mix of military, our guys that are in the military, locals, and then people that are Boy Scouts, civilians, everything. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. And just like you said, no ruck club's too small. Hit up bomber@goruck.com.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you so much for downloading the All Day Ruck Off podcast. This has been episode number 130. If you want links to anything we talked about during the episode, you can visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/130, where there's links to everything we talked about in this podcast episode. Had a ton of fun with Bomber on. It's always a pleasure having him here, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to support the podcast, you can always leave a review at iTunes or on Facebook. Just search for All Day Ruck Off. If you had issues with the episode, As always, please send me an email directly at Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com. I'd love to talk to you about it. And if you want to email about anything else, happy to talk about that as well. If you want to support the podcast financially, you can visit the All Day Ruck Off online store at alldayruckoff.com/store, where there's a lot of rucking related products, or you can support through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayruckoff. Again, I hope you had a great holiday, and I hope you're able to find some time to get out there and get a good ruck in during this busy time of year. Thank you so much for all the support. And as always, don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.